Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carter Verhaeghe turns, shoots, knocked down by Skinner. Puck is loose. Score! Sent towards the net by Barkov. Reinhart. They have gotten a piece of it. The Panthers now lead 3-0.
This is a new one. It's not the Conn Smythe. 4 goals in the clincher from Sam Reinhart. It's a new one.
I was watching. I saw that. Another terrible. That was a terrible job. I think I alluded to that earlier. That was like a muffin thrown at the net from the blue line. That Skinner just. I mean, what. He could have caught it. It was such a slow-moving shot. Like, he was just floating to the net. And, you know, it was more to his blocker side than his glove hand. But still, he just chose to... It looked like a guy who was learning how to... You're working on something in practice. I want you to work on deflecting shots with your blocker to your right. And he just... Poof! Right to Barkov. Bang. Ugh, just terrible, terrible, terrible play.
Terrible.
I missed Reinhart's hat trick and fourth goal. I dozed off. I was watching. I want to see the cup. I watch a hockey game almost every night during the season. Watching every night during the playoffs. It gets to the end. I know it's late. I need to see it. I want to know who's getting it second. Like, what's the pecking order? The whole thing. Old man complaint, there are like about 150 too many people on the ice for this thing now. Like, you can't even, there are more people in street clothes than there are players. Just horrendous. I mean, I get that the organization wants to celebrate, but.
The interns are on the ice.
In the moment right after, can I wait until the handshake? Can I wait until the picture? Can you just wait? Let the players have, like, Paul Maurice is Mr. I don't want the coach in the handshake line, although they went through the handshake line yesterday. He deferred to Knobloch. He, like, gestured at him, and he went, okay, and he went and got in line, Maurice. This was a thing after the conference final with Brind'Amour.
I know. I think he's right.
I do, too. But, you know, okay, he was polite enough to, like, you know, Knobloch's got his reasons. They just lost to this team in the final last year. He wants to go through the line. Okay, how in the world is a guy like Paul Maurice not policing the hundreds of other people that are on the ice celebrating his team just winning the Stanley Cup? Give him until the TV coverage is over, even. Like, it's just way too many people on the ice.
Well, that's not going to be his call.
I know,
but it could be, maybe.
He could push the agenda. I just think it looks ridiculous. Like, I want to see the players. That's all nothing against all
the
other people.
What about the scratches?
Fine. Put a jersey on. They're a part. Yeah, I got no problem with that. They are waiting in the hallway to get out there. They deserve that. I no problem. It's the people in street clothes to me. again, there should be some. You're going to have media, photographers, but it's just way too much.
How the Stanley Cup presentation goes really should be determined by Buffalo guys.
We have so much experience.
We should be the ones to tell you how the cup works.
Yes, we're experts.
How the cup ceremony works.
Yeah. But I love it. I still, despite my, you know, my complaints here and the warts that I see on it, I want to see it. It's the culmination. Just get me there. So, but I dozed off. I woke up and saw 5-1. I'm like, oh, well, obviously the shutout's gone. I wonder who scored the other Florida goals. Because, of course, I had some action. Sadly, did not have Reinhardt hat trick. I didn't have a Reinhardt hat trick bet. I don't think you can make a bet for 4 goals. I don't think that's available.
Ooh, really?
I've never seen it. Because Thompson, one of the times Thompson had a hat trick, he got 4. I think maybe
5.
Right.
Maybe, Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus. There was maybe.
Was that 5?
Yes.
Okay.
But there was another time I think he also got 4, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, because I don't think I had the Columbus one. The Columbus one might have been where the bet idea started. And he was on fire then. One of the other times he had 3, I think he got to 4. And I've looked. I don't think there's a way to bet on a guy, at least not in my FanDuel app.
I would expect you to know. But I'm not going to look.
But I wish I'd had, you know, because I did. I had Marchand scoring and Bennett maybe, and I picked a long shot guy from Edmonton, like Connor Brown or someone.
The season is at least a month too long.
Yes. Yeah, you mentioned
earlier.
While we're complaining about things. Yes.
The season is at least a month too long. It will never change. It will just get longer. But I don't want to listen to hockey be like, oh, the draft is too soon or the free agency. Like they want to what's the word? Decentralize the draft. I didn't really understand yesterday why they're going back to the other way. But they wanted to decentralize the draft, meaning the teams don't all go to it. Because last year, Scott Wheeler told us yesterday from The Athletic that GMs and people had a tough time getting out of Nashville. And with the draft, well, that was the draft, with free agency so soon, they just were like frustrated by that.
Yeah.
And so this year, maybe that's not exactly why, but this year it was decided that they wouldn't go, so nobody's going.
I had never heard that about that Nashville draft,
that was
a problem. It was the first I'd ever heard of that. But
I think it had already been decided that they were going to do this year anyway. Maybe not. But why are they going back to it then if the consensus feels like, you know, it's too much to travel?
I think because I don't think that is the – I think the benefit, pros and cons, I think they feel like they're missing an opportunity for everyone to be together and have that be a spectacle, I guess. I don't know. I like this idea of decentralizing it for one very specific reason. Of course, because I nitpick everything. The thing I have hated about the NHL draft for years is teams – again, it's all about – people having their moments. Like I've got 10, 12, 15 people from the front office parading up there, waiting for them all to get up, walk up there, line up, and then someone is going to say, almost every guy who's speaking, they're not all GMs. Sometimes it's the director of player, whatever. But some executive from each team is going to thank their great loyal fans at their so-and-so pizza, fan party in the arena or in the square, whatever. Thank you to our fans back in blah, blah, blah. Congratulations to the cup winner, blah, 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 blah. And then here, by the way, here's our pick, some guy from Sweden you've never heard of. And like, oh, you know, nothing. Sweden, you never heard of. I mean, that's. I went too far. They're going to pick somebody.
Whoever they pick.
I just do not need.
I've never heard of whoever they pick.
I just do not need 15 people parading up there to stand there while one person holds a jersey and one person thanks everybody. And just, it's so annoying. It's just, I don't know. They're going to go back. I guess. I don't know. Maybe they're going to miss that. I don't know. I don't like the way it looks. It's a lousy television show. The NFL draft manages to be captivating. It helps that you have seen a lot of the guys play college football, but it does, it moves. You don't have all this clutter, and
That's right. The NHL
just has too much of, there's just too much team there. I just do not, so I, one of my favorite things about Tim Murray was how few words he said when he would get up there. Just like,
Buffalo selects Jack Eichel.
Done. Thanks. No thanks to the greatest fans in hockey. Congratulations to the mighty whoever won. Shut up! We all know who won. We're all happy for them. I don't need to hear 30 teams or 29 teams congratulate them. They got congratulated already. Your Twitter account sent out a tweet congratulating them when they won. I don't need you telling us. It's annoying. Sorry. You want to make the season shorter.
Is it 32 teams now? Either?
Yeah, whatever. It's too many. Just too many. I'm leaving room for a Tim Murray to not thank anyone, I guess. So that's why I said 29. I don't even know. How many teams are there?
I think 32.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, 16 in each now. Yeah.
Well, I'm not at DEFCON 1 at this, on this topic like you are. What annoys me...
No one is.
What annoys me also about all that is, like, it's sort of typical hockey in that it's just completely unoriginal. Like, every goal celebration is completely unoriginal. It's just like, go down the line and tap the gloves. Like, there's nothing else we can... That's mandatory. There's only one way of doing anything in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, you know... That applies, I think, to what you're saying about the draft.
Absolutely.
The point about the football draft is so right. Imagine if every NFL team got up there when it was their turn and gave a speech.
And had, you know, 16 scouts in trail.
Sure.
What are we doing here?
It's a longer speech because you're waiting for them to get up there.
Right.
But, yeah, like, I agree. It's annoying to me at the football draft, even when they sort of take a break and announce when the schedule is going to be announced or, like, the different things they do.
They did this year where they had the women come out there to announce the night that the schedule was going to be released, I thought I was going to get a Green Bay game or something. The draft's in Green Bay. I thought there's going to be something more than just, hey, let us announce when we're going to announce the schedule. What?
I know. Can we just get on with it?
What are we doing here? Anyway. Yeah, it's never going to change. I mean, this has been... Yeah, my anniversary is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Olympic year this year, there was the Four Nations face-off break. Next year is an Olympic year. It's always pushing into this time of the year. It's just how they draw it up. Pierre LeBrun, I mentioned him earlier, is one of these kingpin reporters who I've not heard say a word about Connor McDavid's future being in question. He's had for years. Middle September, the Cup is awarded.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No later than May 31st, And then you've got some time to play with here, instead of waiting until, you know, the third week of June to have the trophy awarded, and then here's the draft, here's free agency. Just it's terrible the way it's laid out.
I don't mind it so much for, like, I kind of like that everything comes up. I mean, we don't get the playoffs, so I'm ready for the. I wanted it to end so we can get to the good stuff. The draft and free agency and all that. And, you know, I like that it comes up so fast. It's just more to me that how nonsensical it is that they're playing hockey into the summer.
Well, right.
And you don't need it at all for the competitive structure of the league. You're just the same, you know, you're just the same after 50 games than you are after 82. 50 games is enough to determine who should go on.
Yeah.
You don't need all of what they have, but
I feel
like
you.
I
feel like this is you feeling that way specifically about this, like that you're waiting for this to come, you don't mind it, is a byproduct of the Sabres not being in the playoffs. Like if they were regularly on playoff runs, I think it would all feel rushed.
That's too hot. It's just ridiculous that hockey goes this late. Basketball, I guess, but play some of these games outdoors, maybe. Make it interesting. No, it's always been ridiculous to me that hockey goes so late. There, now you know that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We will talk to Paul Hamilton about the finals and the Sabres coming up at 6 today. Lines open until then. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.